Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Consciously Thriving Podcast.
Hello, welcome back. I'm excited.
I am too. We're on different vibes.
Shelley's got her period.
Day one of my period. It's come 6 days early.
Yeah.
Like, I'm low key what's going on with my body.
Yeah.
Low key, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah, 6 days is pretty early.
And my period is usually really regular. So you're probably like hearing this going, Shul's calm down.
That's the thing. No, I understand that because some people do have like endometriosis and things. And it's like a very common thing to not have a regular cycle.
Yeah.
But when you do.
When you do have a regular cycle.
And then.
It starts to come early.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, what's going on?
But I said to you, what did I say?
You said if it continues to happen, right? Then we look into it.
Sometimes you can have a bit of a hormone change.
It's true. Yeah. We were like reflecting.
You've had a busy couple months. You don't know.
Exactly. Stress levels, all the things. Anyway, so we're on different vibes right now. I'm kind of like chill being the first day. And Nadia's on one because she finally got sleep.
I finally got sleep. So if you are in Australia, it doesn't matter where you are because it's all been hot. But wherever you are in Australia, it's been extremely hot at this time. And Anthony and I, we have upstairs. And if you know, you know.
Yeah, it gets really hot.
In my next house, I'm not having upstairs.
It just, the heat rises. It's wild how hot it gets
in
your room.
It's like being a sauna. So for 6 days in a row, I could not sleep. And last night, I had to take a bit of a sleeping tablet. Not ideal, but like I needed to get to sleep because it was just, it's just like when you haven't slept, and then you're out of routine and then your body's like in that routine. Cause it's like, okay, I literally was up from like 1 to like 5 o'clock in the morning and
it
I would
creates
sleep.
That pattern,
and then it was like not wanting to fall asleep cause it's used to being up for those like last few days.
Yeah.
So the sleeping tablet zonked me out, went to the gym this morning. I feel great.
Yesterday your brain was not on.
It was not on. We tried to film, but I was like,
Yes, she ended up coming over. We sat down to do a podcast. It was actually really funny. I have to explain this story because I was like fine yesterday. So yesterday I had energy and I was like, all right, let's go. So we were talking and then I was like trying to like get into the vibes and Nadia was literally like,
I was so tired.
She was so fucking tired. Anyway, and then my dog was making noise. Alpha, hi, if you're watching us on YouTube, say hi to Mr. Alpha Man. He was making noise and he was eating, he was drinking water and I was just, you know, when you can hear the noise in the background, I was like, oh, it's going to be so shit for the audio, like for you guys listening. So I stopped Nadia and I was like, hey, like Alpha's just doing his thing. Let's wait. And as soon as I said, hey, Alpha's doing his thing, she just like broke out and she's like, we're just not in this today, right? We just shouldn't do this. And I was just like, all right, there we go.
There
it is.
I couldn't get it. I was just not in it.
Did I explain that right?
Yeah.
Would you like understand what I just said if you had no reference whatsoever?
I guess, yeah. I have reference, so that's hard for me to...
I know. But I'm like, if you had no reference...
I don't know. Let us know if you guys understood Shelley.
Because I was just like, wait, was that even... Because my, like, thing is I'll explain things that I think is funny, but it's, like, not funny. Do you know what I mean? Or it's not relevant. Like, it just didn't need to be said.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really bad thing that I do. Like, I'll tell people the most insignificant thing, information.
But so do I, so that's really...
So we're just feeding into this...
Yeah, we're just feeding into this dynamic.
My partner hates it about me. It's like his biggest pet peeve.
That you just talk.
He's just like, literally, what is the fucking... We yap.
Yeah, we yap. But something I... Like, something that's important to me is, like, when I'm filming, I want to do my best, you know? And sometimes we are going to be tired. Sometimes we are going to be sick. But there was no way I was stringing your sentence together yesterday.
No, words were not coming out.
And that's, like, really... important for me.
You look like you were falling asleep as I was.
I was. I was.
It was so
funny. Instead of saying omega 3, I said omega fish.
Oh my god, that was the best. She's like, I need omega fish. And I was like, oh my god, you need to go to bed.
Honestly, I need to go to bed. And that I did.
That you did. Anyway, glad you got some sleep, doll.
How was your week?
My week, fuck. My week was good.
How has your week been?
Honestly, it's been really busy. I feel like I've gotten to the end of the week, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit stressed with everything that I've had on just because I'm running Laggy Sales to Overflow, which is like a free experience I run for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's like every day I create recordings. I have clients going on at the moment as well. And then on top of that, I've just had like things to do in my personal life as well. Like my partner's birthday is tomorrow.
You just have a lot of moving pieces on.
Yes. A lot of different moving pieces and parts and on top of like creating content and then doing this, like, so yeah, because we've really like, I don't know, we just really made the commitment to like stick to what we said.
Yeah, no, I think it's important.
Yeah, I think so too.
I have that next week, like a lot of like different things, because I'm going to Bali, by the way.
I know.
I'm going to Bali, so we're going to do a couple episodes so we can get that done.
Yeah.
But it's like my sister's hens, so just like small little things that need to get done. You work in between that.
That's
so.
Just it. It's just like a busy period.
It's just a busy period. That's, yeah. And you have, sometimes you honor that, and sometimes that's the thing, like, you're gonna have a busy, a lot of people when they get into like the feminine and the masculine, sometimes it can be like a bit of a self-sabotage to like lean so much into the feminine, because you will have seasons, and sometimes you know, relying on your masculine to get things done, and then it's like, I know, like, oh, next week is going to be a busy week, but like sometimes the week after is not as hectic, and that's perfectly fine. It's not about like burning yourself out, and you know, we're obviously very far from that part of our lives, but sometimes you do have like things on and it's busy, and
well, that's exactly, you just get it done. No, I love that you pointed that out. I used to self-sabotage so much, and I used to really,
you
like,
so angry at the masculine.
I was like, I would swing too hard in the masculine, or I'd swing too hard in the feminine. I'm either like neglecting the business, neglecting my responsibilities, or and the things that I want to achieve, or I'm like going too hard.
You're hustling
and I'm grinding. Hustling and I'm like fucking losing myself in that, and I'm just like, what is that?
Yeah, like, that's... and I feel like even for you and I, like, we are really getting into that like perfect balance as best as we can. Like,
we're finding that balance.
Yeah, and then also having a deeper understanding of when things are self-sabotage, and just having that balance of like, just it feels for me, it's like I know when it gets too much now, and I know when it's like, this is avoiding.
Exactly. You can feel it in your body. And that's like, I like that you pointed out, like, it's like, this week was busy and I knew it's going to be busy. And it's like, I'm still going to show up for my responsibilities and what I said I was going to do. And then I know that next week is going to be a quiet week for me. I'm going to recoup and, like, you know, just like nourish my energy and go more internal after a period of so much like output for this week. So, and it's just like that. Being aware of that, you know what I mean? And putting that first.
And being present is like something that really helps with like your energy and everything like that when you are busy. Like when you're like doing a task, or when, for example, you got your offer on or whatever, and then you're like coaching clients in between that, when you are doing that, like fully giving your attention to that and not actually something that like contributed to like the, I guess the burnout I had when I was in corporate was just constantly thinking about the things I had to get done, and that came from a lack of presence. So it's like being present now, I feel like I've got so much more energy and so much more time that you just end up having so much more time because you're like fully immersed in the task, not what's happening tomorrow or what's happening in 5 hours from now. You're like, I'm in this moment.
It makes such a difference. Like, massive, how many difference. Times do you say you're resting? And you're not actually getting that.
That's another thing as well. Like, you know, we should one day do an episode on like, are you being lazy or are you tired or do you actually need rest? Because I feel like we've learned so much from this. Because I think like a lot of people get scared when they're in the hustle, they get scared of like being lazy. And then when you are in that like lazy, like unproductive mode, you don't know that you're in it. So it's like, we should, I think that would be a great episode to do.
I think so too. We should definitely do that.
Mask and the femme.
We'll do that. We'll save that. Put that in the folder.
Put that in
the archive. Is that what it's called? The archives, and we'll get back to that. But today, what are we going to talk about, Dolly? Because I'm actually really excited to have this conversation.
I'm really excited today to have this conversation. It came to me when I was at the gym, just like this spark of inspiration at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
And I think like that is just further.
That's what indication. It was, right?
We needed
to get a good night's sleep. Yeah. And she's like, this is what happens when you let it flow. So today's episode, it came to me when I was at the gym. And today we really want to speak around being able to fully let go of control and be led by life.
And this is going to be like a more of a micro episode, not the micro episode, like more of a focused episode.
Yeah, more of a like honing in on focus and specifically control.
On control, yeah, and how you lead yourself through life and really knowing what it means to be in this co-creation with life, with the universe, with your soul, right? Where you aren't creating from the part of you that operates in need and fear and separation, but instead you're being led by the part of you that is connected to your soul, to your truth and all there is, right? And you're allowing life to unfold in the way that it's supposed to without trying to
make it happen.
Exactly, because you don't actually have to do anything, right? Yeah. Like, you do have, you have your part to play in this creation process, but so many people take that so literally to the point where they completely forget that they have a soul that is helping them, that wants to co-create with them, that wants to give to them, that wants to guide them, that life will unfold, that, like, you, I love what you say, it's like, what is meant for you is meant for you.
Yeah, I really believe that.
I love that. Yeah. I always remember that in those moments. It's like, what is meant for you cannot pass you by. So yeah, it's knowing your part to play in the creation process and when to take a step back. And we're really going to, like, get into it in this episode, like, dive into the nitty gritty of how we actually lead ourselves when we're making decisions, when we're in, like, confusion, and we're noticing need and fears come up. Like, how do we move? What do we do?
Yeah. And basically, like, you know, this is the most natural state you can be in. This is the state in which we are supposed to operate. Like, if you look at nature, like, this is an example that comes up a lot, but nature is very much in the flow of life. Like, it will go through seasons. There are seasons where it blossoms and it doesn't, right? And, like, that's a multi-dimensional topic you could go into, but it's in its natural form. Like, it goes with the flow of life and it trusts life. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah, no, I love that you mentioned that, like, the beauty in all of it, right? The winter periods, the autumn, the spring, the summer. They, nature teaches us a lot about basically how the universe operates in a way that hasn't been obstructed by man. Right? It's like, it's such a good way to be like, okay, if you want to know, like, the truths of the universe and how this shit works, like, look to nature.
Yeah. And I think, like, even I want to ask you something. Just, like, even having, like, an understanding of why as humans we do control, like, what shadow is that, like, illuminating
when we do control?
Yeah.
I've really reflected a lot on this. This is a lot of the work I do with my clients. I've reflected on this within myself, and the need to control, in my opinion, always comes from the fear of feeling bad emotions.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. Like, not getting what you want, being hurt, being disappointed.
I resonate with that so much. Like, because it's, like, never the thing that you're scared of happening, whether that's, like, going broke or whatever. It's the feelings that are going to come up with that.
Exactly.
That you're actually avoiding. Literally. And we should need to put that on the t-shirt. You're always avoiding the feeling that comes with an outcome, not the actual outcome.
It's so true. It's and true. It's why we feel the need to control. It's why we're in our heads and we're trying to think about the future and think about all of the possible scenarios. And we're talking to our friends nonstop on the phone, trying to, like, make the decisions that lead to the outcomes that we want. It's like, why do you have a preference of, like, this being the outcome, right? Why does it need to be this? Why are you so tied to this happening?
Yeah.
What does that actually illuminate within you? And when you take some time to do some self-reflection, you'll see that you need that outcome to happen because you can't handle it not happening because of whatever you're making that mean, right? So it's like, if I don't have a successful business, then that means that I failed.
Yeah, there's always a hidden shadow or
and I don't want to story feel that behind
yeah. why you're that. And also I think obviously a lot of it comes down to, like, it's not in a full embodiment in trust in life. You know what I mean? It's like that belief of, like, it's kind of like I used to operate in this situation where, or I used to operate in this way where it was like, I trusted life dependent on the outcome that was going to happen. And it's like, if something bad was happening, it's like my trust was taken away. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, if things weren't looking how my ego wanted them to look, it's like my trust in life was taken away. So I think it's this deep embodiment of not fully understanding that what is happening in your life is one happening for you, and that, like, it's just how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that is actually such an important point to make.
Yeah.
Because even when things look like they're not going your way, they're just not going your ego's way.
Yeah.
But what they're actually gifting you is an opportunity to let go of something that you're holding on to that keeps you rooted in separation and illusion and lack and victim mentality. So, for example, if you've been in the situation where you're trying to get money in your business and make money and you're not making the money, what is this showing you about you? right? What is being elicited, like what feelings are being shown within you? Are you seeing how much power you give to money? Are you seeing how much need you put on money? How much, you know what I mean? It's like you're being gifted in this moment now to choose to feel powerful and resourced and come back home to yourself and let go of these illusions, right? Let go of this separation and no longer give your power away to money in those moments when that is being reflected to you.
100%.
You're being given a gift from the universe. Yeah. And to see those moments as a gift is what is going to change your dynamic with life and your ability to trust life.
Yeah, and that's like, it's so true because it's like, that's the ultimate, like a lot of people might ask, like, how do you get to this place of trust with life, right? And it's like, you get to this place of trust with life when you realize, one, that the whatever you're given or whatever circumstance you're in is perfect and there's always a gift in that. So it's like, you know, both of us, you know, we went and quit our jobs and, you know, went through that period of time. Our journey hasn't been in our businesses where like things kicked off straight away and like you had that overnight success, right? There's been a lot of things that have happened along the way, a lot of, I guess, growth that needed to happen on our ends. But when you look back at the situation and you look back all the moments where your business launch didn't go the way you wanted it to, that you had the breakup or something happened, if you have that mindset where you can see that life is actually happening for you, not life is happening for you when good things are happening, but when in every moment, like I can feel it in my body when things are like, not, it just like feels like, oh, why is life going the opposite of like how I intended it to be? I can feel that in my body having gone through these things, that I can now see that like life is always there for me and like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. So any part of my ego that doesn't like how an outcome's going, you know, I've been in a little bit of a limbo with things with work and not knowing, kind of just like a little bit with my career of like, what direction am I going down and what's actually happening in that, and just having these like emotions come up with that. But what actually gets me through these moments is this part of me, you know, that actually believes that whatever I'm in right now, there's a lesson in that. And if we didn't go through the journey in which, you know, the last couple of years with our businesses and all those lessons that have come with that, I wouldn't be who I am today. So it's like, if you really take a step back, that control really has gifted us.
It really has. Being able to experience what it's like being able to trust in what is being shown to you, even when it's triggering the shadows within you, the deepest parts of your soul that you've been not wanting to see, and knowing that this is exactly where you need to be and it's all perfect and it's all unfolding as it should be. Like, that is a statement that I hear being thrown around on the internet so much, but to embody what that actually means is a whole new ball game. And I love that you highlighted the importance of actually doing it in the moments when things aren't going in the way that your ego expected them to go. And to practice this in the moments where you're being challenged and pushed. This is where you are going to learn how to trust the unfolding of life. And something I wanted to add to this conversation that has really changed my relationship with life, because this has been, I've been one of those people that I've said these words, but I haven't truly embodied it, like to this depth.
And it can take experience to go through these things, and just like, not even experience. I don't believe you have to go through all these things to be that person that no longer controls, but sometimes you do need to be in the playing field to get that experience as well.
It has been the manifestation of the things I've been most afraid of, that I've said, if this happens, like that means I've failed, that I've put my identity towards. Like, it's a manifestation of my biggest fears coming to life that have led to my liberation.
And also, like, you know, being able to have let go of such big things in your life, like money, right? So it's like in moments where you are at your wit's end with your money circumstance or the launch not going the way you want, when you're in the mix of those big things, you embody that code of trust so deeply that you actually let go of that control aspect that shows up in little ways in your life. And you just, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like, sometimes it's like this conversation isn't secluded to like big things like your career. This is like small things as well. Like these aspects of you that control in your relationship, your with money and all these things, like the big things that you go through, like naturally you just become that person.
It really does. And to add to this as well, like it's for me, the biggest liberator in this is being able to face these feelings, right? And knowing that I'm capable of handling pain and difficult emotions and knowing that I am going to be okay, and not only okay, I'm going to grow on the other side of it. I'm always going to choose me, come back home to myself. I'm not going to abandon myself. I'm going to grow. And I know that, you know, these the pain, the scarcity, the fear, like it's not going to control me. In fact, it just makes me stronger. It makes me more devoted to healing and coming back home to myself and strengthening my relationship with myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So 100%.
It's like me actually receiving the evidence of that as I've gone through these hard things and proving to myself in every moment that I'm going to choose me.
Yeah.
Has made me feel like I can open up to life.
Exactly.
I can let life in.
You're not so afraid in walking through life. You're not like protecting yourself. And I actually had this conversation with a friend.
Yeah.
The other day, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Go.
I literally had this conversation with a friend the other day, and something I was saying was, you know, your soul and what you actually crave is to be that person that can handle circumstances. You want to be that person that doesn't need to control outcomes to soothe how you're feeling. And it's like we get into this world of manifestation, and because we can create, I think a lot of the time where people are going wrong in their journey is they're trying to create a certain reality to again avoid that pain. So it's like at the soul, you what you really want is to walk through life not being like, is this going to happen or that going to happen, but being able to be liberated in that. And that's exactly what it's given us. It's given us that peace.
That peace of mind, knowing that you're going to be okay regardless, no matter what. And I actually practice this in the little things.
Yeah, you practice it like, in the little things as well.
You know, right? The inconvenient things that happen throughout the day. You know, you're stuck in traffic, or you have one of those days where, you know, things aren't working out, it seems, right? Or it feels like things are being inconvenient. Whatever it is, it's like practicing this in even the small ways, in the small ways you want to project onto people, the world around you. And it's just, it makes such a difference to your ability to open your heart up to life and allow life to unfold in the way that it's supposed to unfold.
Yeah. And this is like going with, like being in flow with life, letting go of control and things like that. That is actually where your guidance is the most potent. And that's where your aligned action actually comes to, like coming back to what you were saying, because I think a lot of people, the control comes from like the action taking, the hustling and trying to overcompensate in that area. And I think like letting go of control is what brings that aligned action. Like even in our business, right? Like yesterday wasn't an ideal day in terms of like me not being able to show up, but there is like this embodied, relaxed, I am in control. And when I let go of that, I'm like, I'm tired, I'm exhausted or whatever. Like this seems minute, but like you apply this to your business, like you will be functioning in your business from a complete state of alignment. So when you like actually let go in that aspect, your guidance is given to you. What you're meant to be doing next is given to you, right? When you're in a circumstance of like things are up in the air in your life, whether it's a divorce, break up with your partner, like same thing, but like, what, you know what I mean? Divorce can sometimes come with some crazy things. You've got children or whatever. Anyway, you know, you've been let go from a job, your business isn't going the way you want. Being able to fully just listen and just stop controlling, like you will listen to where you're guided next. You will listen to what's been given to you. And that's aligned action. That is literally the action you are supposed to take.
Yeah. So let's like dive into the nitty gritty, shall we? Like in terms of this week, you mentioned, you know, there's a lot being like up in the air with you in regards to like your business and career and whatever, right? So with that, what do you do? So feeling like you have to make a decision, right? You know, when that feeling comes up of like, I need to figure this out.
Yeah.
Or like if we use money as an example, like I see this a lot with the entrepreneurs that I work with, when they're not seeing money come through, they'll be like, I need to do something to make money.
Situation.
Right. Because it's like, I'm feeling unsafe. So what do you do in this situation?
So what advice I would give now, like that I feel like I've embodied this. I really do. Yeah. I saw it this whole week. For me, the advice I can give is like when you're in moments where you're trying to figure it out, like you're trying to have the answer, I don't It's as simple as that. Yeah. I don't make the answer, right? Because
you don't have it.
I don't have it. I don't actually have it. And anything I'm trying to make in this moment, there will be circumstances in which if you're oppressed for time or whatever, you're ever in a circumstance where you need to make a decision in 24 hours or whatever, like you can do things like reach out to the universe and like your answer will always be given to you. I take that back, because I'm like, even in a time constraint, answer will come. It doesn't matter, because time is an illusion. But when I'm in a circumstance or I'm in a limbo in a situation where, like this week, I had to like kind of make like, am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? Instead of doing that, I just completely just decided I wasn't going to make a decision, and that, you know, I will be led what I need to kind of do. You know?
Yeah, no, I love that, because let's talk about this, the I'm not going to make a decision, because that triggers the ego so much. That
for me, I'm like, wow, that's like seems like the most obvious thing to do right now. Seems I was like basic. I'm not making a decision. It's not even my job to make this decision right now, because it's going to come from ego, because my mind's like, it's coming from my mind trying to figure it out, and I and learning to be in stillness and being comfortable in not knowing what I'm going to do, right?
Being comfortable in all of those emotions you were trying to avoid by making the decision, right? Trying to have the answer.
Yeah.
Instead of like trying to figure it out, you just sat with everything that was present, and you were just like, okay, this is what life is giving me right now. I'm going to release these parts of me, and I'm going to not make a decision. This is what people struggle with. They're scared because the ego goes into survival, and your ego is going to be so convincing here. It's going to be like, this is so irresponsible, you need to make a decision, da 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 da, right? And it's an illusion.
And what's funny is I've actually been in the circumstance I'm in quite a few times.
Yeah,
I've actually have, I'm not gonna lie, I have.
Yeah.
And I think like it's so funny, like having been, I'm so grateful for being in these circumstances, because like even this week I had emotion come up to the circumstance, but it wasn't in regards to needing to make the decision. It was actually in regards to something else. Like it was, what was I feeling this week? I can't even remember. Or I was feeling like these emotions of like, I know like I'm guided or whatever, but it just felt like it was like there's a part of me that's like I didn't want, I don't even know what it was.
To felt be like taking one step forward and
yeah, that was what was coming up. It felt like I'm taking one step. I felt like I was going a bit of a like a roller coaster with life. So it was like I didn't feel settled in like, well, this keeps kind of happening type of thing. But it wasn't in the past when these things were coming up. It was the control. It was that I need to make a decision. But this week it was about dealing with something different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually witnessed myself, and like I'm like, there is, it feels more, it's like for my natural reaction isn't to make the decision, which is beautiful. But also for me, it's like I get excited by like not making the decision.
No, same. I me get too, excited. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Me too. No, okay. It feels like, oh my God, I don't have to figure this out.
Yeah, I don't have like, to figure it out. Show me. I'm like, it will show me like what I need to do. I'm like, no, yeah, cool.
Babe, we made ourselves fucking sick.
No, we do as humans when we try to control outcomes.
Try to control every aspect of everything.
And I could go about my day. Like, because I genuinely have so much experience now of like, you know, it will be sorted.
It's going to be sorted. Life's going to show the fuck up.
Life is going to show the fuck up in whatever capacity. And sometimes like, yeah, and I'm still in the situation of a bit of limbo, but like, it's like that wasn't consuming my mind all week. No. It really wasn't. I actually don't like making the, that's what I'm like, I feel liberated. I feel great. Like when I'm in circumstances, I'm like, I like not needing to know. I'm like, it's like having a little highest, like it's like having a little best friend. And that's how I like refer to my higher self. Like having a little friend there that is like knows a little bit better than what my mind can perceive. Yeah. And having that trust and that relationship has taken a bit of time, but it's liberating, because like
that's the co-creative relationship. Yeah,
that's co-creation, guys.
No, that is co-creation right there. Because it's like that's what it means to take a step back and like allow your intuition to lead and show you where you're guided, right? And it's like in that moment you weren't being asked to make a decision, you weren't being asked to figure it out. Because if you were to try and make a decision from that place of being afraid, being in uncertainty, you're literally creating from the energy of need, lack, and without. And no fucking shit, you're going to create the same thing again and again and again, right? Because it's not the decision you'll make that's changing the outcome, it's the energy you make the decision from that changes your outcome and your life, right? So it's like, what are you embodying as you make that decision? So if you were to move from that energy, you're going to create the same thing as you had been again and again and again, right? But now you felt so different, like you were in the same experience, but you were experiencing it very differently, which indicates growth, which indicates embodiment, right? And now from this point, like you're like you know the benefits in allowing your higher self to show you where you're being led and to allow the answers to come to you and to allow life to unfold. That's exactly, like, it started happening already this week. It was like instantaneously, right? Answers started to come through. Yeah. I want to give you an actual example, because I had this example with a client. Was it this week or last week? I can't remember. But she was in this experience and she, like, basically...
Can we just address that on 1 second? She has got a fucking wine glass for her coconut water. I'm like, how are we not addressed this?
About being fancy. I'm literally drinking coconut water from a wine glass. I should put this down. I'm going to get passionate right now.
I'm going
to
get passionate.
No, I want to tell you the story, because this is, like, actually, this is perfect. This is a good way to... show you what we mean by letting this energy unfold. But this is, like, a lot of the work I do with my clients. So my client came to me and she's like, you know, she was stressed about money and she was like, oh, I need to fix this, right? She's like, I need to create some income. She had a payment with me coming up, like, all of the things, and she was like, I am feeling triggered, and she's like, I need to fix this, right? So she's like, I need, like, money coming in. So then she's like, all right, so she's thinking about what to do. She sent me messages about what she's, like, you know, options she has. And I was like, no. I was like, no, 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 no. Like, if you continue to create from this reality, we're going to be in the same situation. So I just reflected that to her and I was like, no, let's get back to power. What are you avoiding feeling? What are you avoiding feeling right now? And she came back to power. She started to feel what she was avoiding and she sat with that. And she knew that, like, nothing needed to be done. No changes needed to be made.
Yeah, if you actually take a step back, you always realize nothing actually needs to be done.
All life was asking of her, in that moment, was to sit with her shadow self, to sit with these wounds, to sit with these triggers.
So uncomfortable.
And to let them go, to release them, to no longer identify with them. She did her part in that literally within a day. Within a fucking day. Clients were coming through.
Yeah.
Payments were coming through. Opportunities were coming
through. Of
course
it did.
She paid. It was completely fine. She felt so good paying. She was like, literally, like, sent me the payment.
And you know what?
It feels so fucking good. Like, because the money just, like, naturally came in. She didn't have to do shit.
Yeah. And also to add to that. Oh, sorry.
No, no, go.
To add to that, I have been in moments where the money didn't actually show up, right? In the way that I thought. But, like, I had a deadline or whatever. It's like... but a resource came, right? So something always happens in those moments, right? That's what I just want to highlight
as well.
There's
so much.
A big part of this is that, obviously, in order to embody this, you do need to believe and trust and that you're supported or whatever. But, like, even letting go of, like, what that has to look like, right? Because it's like some people, that's where we can get attached, right? Because we hear these stories of, oh my God, you know, I invested in this and then $50,000 came back. And yes, that is true. Like, those things do happen. And I actually believe when you are fully embodied in this and you're in that state, it's a natural circumstance in which happens. But there have been moments where, you know, I've had to borrow money or whatever in that circumstance. Even at one point a couple years ago when I was, like, learning these lessons, like, a big thing for me was being able to see abundance in everything, and I had to borrow money off Shulay. So technically the money always does show up, but sometimes it won't show up in the way that you want. But can you still hold yourself in abundance? And even though I'm, like, rambling on a different conversation,
no.
I'm just, like, fully just trying to explain, like, that's even letting go of that control.
That's relevant. Yeah.
And trusting myself in those moments and trusting myself to be able to pay Shulay back. All those things were coming up, and it's like you get to these points in life where, like, you know, that taught me so much in being able to see resources for what they are, right?
No, for us to get to that experience in that container, this is actually what we had to work through.
Yeah.
We had to work through not being attached to how it came up, right? So it's like, however the resources come up, however the money shows up in your reality, like, you know, for example, you getting it from me, it's like the ego looked at that as a, like, I don't want to do that.
Mm.
And it looked at that as, like, a not ideal resource, but it's about not having, like, preference. And if you do have a preference to how you're being supported or, you know, how money is showing up. So for example, if you do get money, like, if the way that money usually shows up in your reality is through borrowing it or from a friend or from a credit card or whatever it is, this, and you have a story about that thing, that's for you to see and release, and that is what life is gifting you.
Yeah.
Because you cannot be a match to anything more, any other opportunities coming through, if you're looking at the source in which abundance is flowing through right now through a lack mentality, through a wrong mentality, if you're shaming yourself for it, right? This is just such an important conversation to have, and it goes back to something I was saying at the start, which is no preference, right?
Exactly.
Like, not... like getting out of the idea of what things need to look like.
Absolutely. Like, even I've shared this before, but like, even when I was in my journey, there was that point where I had borrowed a little bit of money off Shule, and my next steps were actually to go get a job. Like, that was very much like, I surrendered in that as well. Like, mm-hmm. that was very much like, I don't know what to do. And even then, like, maybe there was a little bit of ego and control. Like, I didn't go and be like, okay, I borrowed money from Shule. I went a while.
It was a while.
Yeah, no, yeah. But I didn't go and even control that aspect where it's like, I borrowed this money, now I need to go figure out how to like make it all back. I only went and got a little bit, like, I was guided in that aspect because I was craving a little bit of consistency, right? Mm-hmm. I had gone through that. So it's like, you know, my partner and I, our bills, but it was just like, surrendered to that, and an opportunity came my way and I took it.
Mm-hmm.
But I fully surrendered to...
You didn't go out to look for the job.
No, I didn't. I worked literally 2 days a week. Like,
you were contacted about it. Like,
yeah,
from, like,
no,
your sister
it was all
or something.
Of, yeah, all of it. The yeah. last... Well, everything has been completely... Like, an opportunity has been given.
Mm-hmm.
But this was, like, a couple of years ago when I was really, like, going through these lessons. Not controlling that has been the biggest thing. And it wasn't easy at the start, but... being able to surrender to that, see that, and it's just, it's incredible. And even just like in aspects of like in your relationship, like you can see when this shows up, like how comfortable are you being supported by your partner? Like, do you fully see that as abundance, or you just, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. just like fully seeing the resources available to you. And I love the way this is going, but it all relates to control.
No, it does. Mm. Because it's like, if something is happening that you don't like in your reality, what is that telling you about yeah. you? Why do you have that preference? What mm. story are you holding on to there?
Yeah.
That's what leads to freedom.
Yeah.
That's what actually leads to evolution.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I think it's just such an important like piece that yeah. people miss when they
100%.
And talk it's like, about like, when they talk about like letting the universe lead, like they have an idea on what needs to happen next.
Yeah.
And if that's not happening, then it's this like, I've been trusting, but it's not happening. Yeah, and it's like,
you're not fully seeing it. And it's like, you know, one of those things, it's like, okay, like I did borrow money off Shule in that moment. And I know she's not responsible for looking after me for the rest of my life. Like, obviously, but I could fully feel the abundance that was given to me in that moment, you know, because mm-hmm. that was the resource it needed. Well, it came in, right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise it wouldn't have.
Well, just experiencing the abundance in all the senses yeah. there. It's like you have a friend to do that with, yeah. a friend that you feel safe to do that with.
Yeah.
Like, it's so abundant.
There are so many aspects of yeah. that, right? Because some people go, well, I don't want to borrow money for the rest of my life. And that's like not the point. It's like, the point is like, can you actually see the abundance in that moment
mm-hmm.
for what it is?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, just trust the unfolding of
all
life.
Yeah, and that includes trusting the resources and opportunities that do come your way.
Literally. It's so important. I used to be in this pattern with like my mum and Daniel, and whenever I, because that's how abundance would really start to show up for me. So yeah. something I've recognized through like energy work and, you know, being in this space is when you begin to like operate from abundance, gratitude, presence, you become a match to things that mirror that in your reality. It's just how energy works, like attracts like, right? It's like clockwork. So whenever I would be in this state of trust and all of the things, it's like I would start to get like abundance flowing into my life through like my paths of least resistance. They were things like Daniel, my mom would always get me free things and things like that, like shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? So whenever I would have that like abundance flowing through, I would automatically go into, oh my fucking God, like here I thought I was going to be a match to more, and this is how the
this
abundance
is how
showed
it is,
up.
Yeah.
Like,
this is like, it's not coming in the ways that my ego wants it to, so then something's wrong.
I went into like literally something's wrong. Yeah. I'm like, problem frequency, where am I going wrong? Why am I blocking it from coming in my business? It was so funny. And I didn't break out of this like pattern and this experience until I realized the abundance
was actually abundance.
Yeah.
It's actually abundance.
This is just abundance. And this is the way in which abundance is flowing to me, and like just appreciating that and seeing the beauty in that, seeing the value in that.
Yeah.
And then that was when I was able to like break into like calling in more experiences of like just resources and opportunities. And it was just so fun.
It's like being able to like see the abundance for what it is in that moment is incredible. But it's just so amazing how like with clients and everything like that, and even ourselves, like the answer is so simple. Like the way the universe functions is quite like simplistic, and it's like we make our ego just creates so much drama when we are in these moments of like, this is where we get so stagnant in our growth and as individuals and why we can't really break through to like living that peaceful life is because of how much we overcomplicate it. Mm-hmm. Like decision making is quite simple. Like if you are in that state of the answer doesn't feel like a, I don't know, or it feels like it, you're trying to make a decision because you're uncomfortable. It's so simple. It's don't make the answer. Like you're always guided. And if you
don't make the decision,
don't make the decision. Sorry.
You said don't make the answer.
Sorry. Don't make the decision in those moments and like keep practicing letting go of control in all aspects of your life.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's, just practice it. Like that's like the best thing, right? You know,
give it a go.
It's your life. It's your life, not ours. Like, you know, if you really are inspired and you're like, I just want to live my life that way, what have you got to lose, right? And that's like something I came to at that some point of like when I was like, I need to let go of this control, like yeah. This anxiety I get, I need to like, I want to get rid of it, right? Same. And it's like I have nothing to lose because controlling, and that's something else I want to say as well, like sorry I'm like jumping a little bit, but the control, right? Something, a big lesson I learned along the way is that the outcome wasn't changing no matter how much I try to control it. It doesn't. The control is not fixing anything. You're in an illusion.
Yeah.
So that's when I got to this point of like, okay, I realized I'm like, okay, the control in any circumstance, although sometimes it can look like it is, it's not. Mm-hmm. Just, it's all an illusion. But if the control isn't fixing anything, well, why don't you just practice letting go of the control?
Yeah. If it's ever working while you're in this state of control and micromanaging, I guarantee you're doing it at the expense of your values and yourself. And you're in an experience that isn't actually fulfilling you.
Yeah.
Because you're creating from the part of you that is operating in separation, in lack. So
yeah.
You're just going to get that that experience again and again. So 100%. I think the only way you're really going to experience the gravity of what we're talking about and the peace that comes with living your life this way is to actually just try this on, like do it for a week, give it a go. I always like to use this little tool with the brain where you're just like, we don't have to commit to living our lives this way, but we can just try, we can just play.
Yeah.
And if we don't like it, we can always go back to how we were doing things.
So it's not just about like letting go of the decision, but just like when and how, or what you're going through, or like what limbo you're ever in, or the decision you need to make comes in and the way it comes in.
Yeah, just give it a go. Like with one thing that you have to decide in your life right now, just practice feeling what's actually being shown to you, the discomfort of whatever you're trying to avoid, and not doing anything.
Yeah.
Just letting life show you, letting life unfold.
Yeah.
Letting life bring you the answer. And I just believe through doing this alone, you're going to experience the magic of it.
Yeah, you do. Because as I said before, like, sometimes you do need to get into the arena, and like, how else do you really embody things? Like you sometimes go through them, or you just not even like I said, it doesn't have to be chaotic. Like life doesn't have to be chaotic, but you do it by practicing it. And when you let go and the answer is given to you, in my experience, and I know you as well, it's not always this circumstances like, oh, like, yes, of course, you're always where you're meant to be. And sometimes that's not what your ego wanted, right? There were moments where it's like, my ego didn't want to go get a job. And, you know, that's where I was led down. But there was beauty in that circumstance. And it was always perfect. Does that make sense? So it's like, that job gave me so much more than I could have imagined. And it, like, so many lessons came from that. And that was exactly what I needed to go through. And like, that's where I don't want like people's mind to get caught up in that. If you let go of control, it's like you get everything that you want, which you technically do, because these things I've gone through with the job are what I want. That's what my soul wants. And it's like amazing that I got that. You are majority of the time led to the path that you want. But sometimes if it's not what you expected it to be, there is something beautiful that's in that. And just to remember, it's exactly where you're supposed to be.
Exactly right. I love that you mentioned that, because that is important. You have to be able to work with non-preference.
Yeah.
That's where the beauty comes with that. And I know that for a long time that was hard for us to wrap our head around, but now it's like, as you say, we see the growth in that, the evolution, the opportunities in that. It's exactly what you were after.
Yeah.
But you just, the human couldn't see where it was going to lead. The human was creating stories, and it's being able to watch the human have its experience, have its human experience, have its reactions, and not respond to it. Let it go, release it, deepen into your sense of self, your sense of trust, the truth of who you actually are, and your entire life will fucking change.
Yep.
So we're gonna leave it here for today. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much. Had so much fun.
Me too. I was just flipping my hair.
Oh, same. Like, did you see that? My hair.
We're like, getting into that.
We're getting into that. But yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Let us know your thoughts.
Opinions. Let us know your thoughts, opinions, how you found the episode, how you go embodying this work, and we'll see you in the next episode.